If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I fly, I dance, I'm Aaron. And with me is the guy who loves tomatoes, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Man, I freaking love that PR video. It's so good. And I don't know. They dubbed it like very lazily, like amateurs did it. And I hope it was also like that in the sub.
Yeah.
Where it was like hella janky.
It definitely was.
It's so good. She flies, she dances, she's Ariel. I love that. It's so cute. Yeah, how you doing, Jay? Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good, Aaron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. I had a really fun and fast week.
Yeah, it seems like you blew through a whole bunch of episodes really fast.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Jim? This is the first... I'm pretty sure this is the first anime where I did not speed up all year, I think.
Wait, what do you mean?
So, usually I'll watch anime at like 1.2 or 1.5 speed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I watched it normally this time around.
Nice.
I don't remember what the last one I watched. It might have been... No, I watched Banana Fish sped up. That anime's low as hell.
No, I thought last anime that you didn't speed up.
Yeah, I didn't speed up.
One Piece.
Actually, I don't speed up One Piece. That is fair. I love One Piece. anyway, what are we talking about, Jam?
We're talking about the business classic, Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury.
And you have the synopsis, Jim?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Crunchyroll. So AS-122, an era where a multitude of corporations have entered space and built a huge economic system. A lone girl from the remote planet of Mercury transfers to the Askasia, or how do you say it, Aaron? Askasia. School of Technology, run by the Benerit Group, which dominates the mobile suit industry. Her name is Sulueta Mercury. With a scarlet light burning in her pure heart, this girl walks step by step through a new world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Ready for some facts here?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this is a 2022, 24 episode anime. It's a mecha military science fiction. It was created by Hajime Yatate, which is a pseudonym for a collective of writers at Sunrise. And I believe one of the people who's in this collective, I couldn't find a list of people who are in the collective, but one of the people was like the guy who wrote Code Geass is in the collective as well. So pretty cool.
Interesting.
There was like, because my one of my friends, he's a big, big Gundam fan. And he knew right away like which people wrote on it and who did it, and I learned some cool stuff from him last night.
Wow.
And then also with Yoshiyuki Tomino, which is the creator of Gundam. This was directed by Hiroyoshi Kobayashi, and he directed Dragon Pilot and Kiznaiver.
Hey, go watch Dragon Pilot.
And it is assisted directed by Ryo Ando, who worked on 86. The studio is Sunrise. And Jay, I had no idea we covered a lot of Sunrise anime.
It is. I'm sure we did.
Yeah, so there's Gundam, Outlaw Star, Code Geass, Inuyasha, Yadotake Japan, and Cowboy Bebop.
There you go.
Coolly enough, this is also licensed by Sunrise. The music was done by Takahashi Omama, and he did Convenience Store Boyfriend and Fantasy Star Online 2, the animation. What do you think of the background music, Jam?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty Gundam.
I don't think it's anything, definitely.
I don't think it's anything, like, too special, but I really liked it. Had its moments.
Mm-hmm. Definitely has some good ambiance.
The first opening is Shukufuku by Yasobi. And which is weird, we've covered them a lot recently.
This group?
Yeah. So they did the Beastars opening, or the Beastars second opening, and then the Oshinoko opening. And they did another one too, we just did. I couldn't remember what it was. And I couldn't find a list of like stuff they had done prior. But I swear we just did one that also has an opening or ending by them. And then the second opening is Slash by Yama. The ending is the first ending is Yubi Noble by Shiyui and Ryu. And the second ending is Red Birthmark by Anya the End. So what do you think of these openings and endings, Jay?
Man. That first opening, I don't know what it is about that opening song, but man, it was bumping.
Oh,
I
really man, enjoyed it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. That first opening is really good, and the second ending is terrific, Jay.
I really like the. It's like everything is like running away from her, and then she's like holding hands with herself, and it's almost like a ballet kind of thing.
Well, so what's really interesting, right, is my friend pointed out to me there is a reason why they're dancing in that second opening, and it is a nod basically to the fans, because they didn't get to dance. Soleta and Miorin didn't get to dance at the party, so that's like a little makeup. For that, that they get to dance in the
interesting
ending. Yeah. And then he was also saying, I guess there is some whatchacallit, there is Utena references in the endings as well. If you
really
look hard enough, yeah. And also very, very interesting. Both endings are really good, but I like the second ending, and then both openings are really good. I really like that first opening.
Yeah, the first opening's super good. Especially like I don't know what it is, but like after like the lyrics end and it's just that dun 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 dun, it's super good. It's like super hype.
I really like all the flash of characters in the second opening as well.
Oh yeah,
where it's like a bunch of establishing shots of each of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice too that the opening changed? The second opening changed. At the end.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
They changed some of, like, the shots?
Yeah, so the breakdown scene where it has all the Gundams fighting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it changes to Soleta versus Ariel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And then for multimedia, there's a novels, light novels, and a spin-off manga. For some fun facts here, Jay. This is the first Gundam series in 7 years, which is pretty crazy to me.
Wow, what was the last one? Iron-Blooded Orphans?
Yeah. The last main, quote-unquote, mainline Gundam, because I guess Gundam Build Fighters has been around.
Oh, okay.
And then the sales for all the Gunpla and everything, and even the merchandise have been like crazy good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So apparently, it was a very hot item when the show started to get the Ariel.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very hard to get the Ariel. It was very hard to get Choo Choo's Gundam.
Well, she has a mobile suit.
A mobile suit, yeah. Well, same thing.
It's not Aaron.
I know. And then, what's funny enough, the, man, what was the name of the bad guy? The dude, the prince.
Which one?
The prince.
Oh,
The
Shadik?
Shadik. Yeah, apparently they couldn't sell Shadik's crap, his merchandise. It's because
Why?
a lot of people hated him.
He had merch, like it wouldn't sell, or
yeah,
they
it
just
wouldn't
never made
sell.
it.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
his like Gunpla never sold, and then like his merchandise with like him on it never sold either.
That's hella
Where they had
funny.
to like discount a lot of his merch.
Majorly discount.
Yeah, I thought that was like
Yeah,
very
I
very
never really
funny.
liked him either.
He's all right.
Yeah,
he's
he's okay.
you know who he reminded me of. Which is also very
Who?
funny, and I think that it's his what you call it, his calling card. But he reminded me of the president from Utena.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Him and then the prince too, I guess. The her prince or whatever. Anthe's brother.
Yes.
Because I can also see that as well. All right, I teased you last week. There is a controversy to this anime.
Man, I couldn't really point out something like I couldn't point out anything like like glaring. It has to be something like not minor, but like man, I don't know how to describe it. But I've come up with one thing that I think might be it.
Yeah, and there's two.
Yeah, there's
so,
two.
And there's two. The one. The one, if you could get it, I would be surprised. The one that I believe you should get. But you probably don't know the backstory, and that's why I'm here. But what's your guess, Jay?
My guess is that some of the characters suffer from some sort of mental illness. That's what I was thinking.
No.
No?
No. Were you thinking of the Earth Girls?
No, well, her and Silhouetta. Silhouetta.
I guess so.
That was them, and that's
so
what I was thinking. I was
very
like,
innocent.
And I guess maybe, you know, now I'm thinking about it, maybe there's some grooming in here with Silhouetta's mom, maybe?
How? How's there grooming with Silhouetta's mom?
Like how, because, like, she does whatever she says, you know, I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, the first one, which is
okay.
One that's kind of hard to get or to grasp, and I kind of get it, is the squash scene.
Okay.
And we'll talk more about that scene when we get there.
That scene
is
was
a
cool
ass scene. But this anime aired like at 5 p.m.,
okay.
So a lot of parents were mad because they showed it at a time where kids were
are awake.
Awake, yeah. So it was that was like one kind of quote unquote little controversy. And then the other one kind of also ties into the timing of the block. But when Gundam for Mercury ended, there was a interview with all the voice actresses, right? Or the voice actor, voice actresses. And they asked, I think it was Soleta's Japanese voice actress, like, what she thought of the ending and what she thought, like, the fates of the characters were at the end. And she goes, oh, yeah, you know, Soleta and Miyarin, they're married at the end. They're, you know, that's her wife and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Banner did not like that at all. So when they that was like on a live stream.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the English Gundam Twitter also made a reference to like them being married.
Mm-hmm.
So the next week Bandai had the English Twitter take that down, and then when they reprinted that interview in the Gundam Ace, which is like their magazine, they completely edited out that they omitted that question and answer.
Wow!
From the thing, and then they basically came out and said something like, what she said is not, like, canon. And it is up to interpretation that they're married at the end.
Right.
And so a lot of fans, East and West, got really, really mad at them for just not pulling the trigger. And it was even worse when you realize they edited out a kiss scene that was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah, so there was originally the tomato scene when Myo-Rin and Suleta are, you know, Suleta's getting ready to go inside of the Caliban.
Yeah.
And she gives Myo-Rin the tomato. Originally, that was a kiss scene.
Wow.
Yeah, but that, I really like that tomato scene as well.
Yeah,
it's very super cute. Cool. Yeah, like I was like, if there was gonna be an indirect kiss scene, it'd be right here.
Right,
like she took a bite of the tomato, and then Suleta took a bite, like, of the other end.
That'd have been a good thing to do.
Yeah, but yeah, they replaced it with that tomato scene. But what's funny, Jay, is that they're like, oh, you know, it's up to interpretation. I don't know how it could be up into interpretation, Jay. It's very obvious with all these, oh no, you know, stay with me forever kind of thing. We're going to be in-laws. She's right. Like, we're going to be a family. There's right. even that scene, like, at the very end. There's two very big pieces. Even if you don't think to that point, there's enough information, which is a lot, right? There's with Aerie and Myo-Rin, when they're talking, she's like, oh, you know, basically calling her, Aerie calls Myo-Rin her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Already.
When they're, like, she's, like, talking on that thing on her neck, right?
Yeah, which is hella cool. Yeah, and she's like, there's also, like, I don't know if you even noticed, Jay, but there's a tight moment at the end where Suleta, like, waves at her. Like, at the very end, like, when she sees Suleta playing with the kids in the...
Yeah.
Suleta waves to her, and for a quick second, you can see Suleta wearing a ring. And then... then when Myo-Rin waves back at her, she also has a ring on.
I've seen a ring on Myo-Rin for sure before this scene. But really? I don't know. I don't recall the finger. I don't know what finger it was on. At the end, it's they're both on ring fingers?
They're both on their ring fingers.
Huh.
It's a very cool shot. Like, cause it's real. Like, you can, of course, like, screen cap it and see it. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's a GIF of it. And it's, like, real. Like, if you're not paying attention, you won't see them because it's like a very quick.
Is the GIF thing in slow motion?
Well, look here. I'll send it to you right now, Jay. And like,
oh, let me see.
Yeah.
You're right. And then, I know for sure Suleta never wore a ring in the show.
Right.
Oh.
So and then I sent you the GIF too.
Like, yeah. Oh, and cool, it even yeah. spark. It even yep, sparkles.
They sparkle. Mm-hmm.
She's so shining.
Yes, Jay. Up to interpretation. I like to think those were their adopted children as well. She was playing with. You know, kind of jumping. It is sad that we didn't get that, but this is such a great happy ending. And from what I hear, I guess Gundam series don't usually have happy endings like this.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And it was so happy. Who do you think got the best ending besides these two?
In the Gundam series? Like all
no,
of them?
And for these characters.
Oh, who got the... Oh, from the characters. Man, I don't... probably them. They probably have the better ending.
I mean, I really liked... his name Elon, right? The clone guy.
Oh yeah, he's like out on an adventure.
Yeah, to go find the What's Her Face's pictures.
Yeah.
That was really cute. That's awesome. I really like that one.
Man, I love those two girls, the two Earthian crazy girls.
Man, dipping. I think we're going to be all over the place in this one, Jay, but dipping a little bit into art. Man, Sophie's design was a real, like, throwback. She reminded me,
yeah.
She reminded me a lot of, like, 70s. Like a 70s character. And then there was,
the
hairstyle
for sure.
Yeah, and there was, like, a random dude, like, part of the Federation. Like, that was in a cockpit where they showed him. And I was like, yo, that dude looks hella like a 70s dude.
Well, Sulera's mom's hairstyle is like a 80s mullet.
Oh, yeah. What a cool throw. There's like a lot of cool throwbacks, I feel. Mm-hmm. Man, what a good... Sorry, I'm just looking at this gif again. What a good gif. It's so cute. Let's see here, Jay. Let me... there was also... what was... damn it. The Gyul's ending was really funny.
Yeah.
Where he has to deal with that one brown chick and the real Alan.
Yeah.
That was like really funny.
The real Alan.
Yeah.
That was always confusing to me. Is like, wait, I thought he was locked up. Why is he with the Peel people?
It's like, nah, it's just Pell.
Yeah, Pell.
Those evil looking women.
Yeah, that had like stretched faces. I don't know.
Yeah, they were really, really bad. trying to think. Hold on. Yeah, so I guess we're heading into January here, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this anime is really freaking good, Jay.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
This is like the first time, I think, without looking at my list for this year, this might be like my favorite anime we've covered this year so far. And okay, and it's really, it's like, I'd have to look at the list. And even my friend asked me last night, he goes, what do you think? I was like, well, let me sleep on it. Because like, off of watching it, I was like super high on it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, let me, you know, rest on it. Let me sleep. Let me think about it tomorrow. And yeah, it was really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things this anime does is the lack of noise in spots, which is really cool. Like, there were a lot of, like, explosion shots in space that were just, like, quiet.
Right.
Like, no sound. A lot of the space stuff, there was, like, no sound. So, like, there's that really great, both involving Suleta, like, when Suleta gets left by the Ariel and her mom, and she's just floating in space having a breakdown.
Oh, yeah. Super good.
That was really good. Like, you didn't need the sound for that. Like, it was very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then again with Miorin going to go get Suleta at the end.
Yeah.
And she's like crying.
Yelling something.
Yeah, she's like yelling and crying in her helmet. Really strong. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Did you notice that the Caliburn, its weapon was a broom?
A broom?
Yeah. It was a broom. You notice?
Like a sweeping broom?
Yeah, it was like a witch's broom.
I need to see a picture.
Yeah, it's really, really dope. Let's see if we can find this real quick, Jay.
I know it had like a big like sidearm gun, right?
No, remember, it shot out the tip of the broom. Like that you see, and also like its propulsion system is the broom as well. How it flies.
Oh, okay. I see how it could look like a broom.
Yeah, and then how it flies. That's how it flies too. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I guess it's like the propulsion system, right?
Yeah. a lot of things that I love about this anime. I'm really glad we watched Utena this year as well.
So we could catch some of the references.
Oh, yeah, catch like how the whole first season is just Utena.
Right.
Is freaking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It's like literally the same thing, but I could also say that like maybe it's kind of like flip-flopped a little bit because I feel like Sulueta is more like Anthe and Utena is more like
I guess
Mirrodin.
But
so it's kind of like the other way around.
But I still really love that it's like, oh yeah, it's a school where you're battling for a bride and you have to duel for them. And then to win, you have to knock off a piece of the person. Yeah, in Gundam, exactly. it's the antenna, and then in Utena, it's
the rose.
The rose. I was really expecting just go all out and do like the classic like Utena thrust animation as well somewhere in here, and that would have been really really cool. I'm trying to think, and then there's like also like the bride who hangs out in the garden as well.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Is another in really this case cool
it's like
one.
A greenhouse.
It's a greenhouse. Yeah. Well, it's also a greenhouse in what's it called?
Yeah, you're right. Utena. It's like a greenhouse within a garden or something.
Yeah, well, it's a garden within a greenhouse, I guess, because it's like flowers and stuff where she grows tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character's named Choo Choo, which is also very funny.
Right.
There's a literal fencing that happens in this anime as well at the end with a ghoul and a Suleta.
Yeah.
They fence at the end for the winner. Yeah, the one
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the one that I didn't notice was he said Choo Choo
Utena. Both series.
Yeah, in both series they have their big things on their head, which Choo Choo has his big old ears or Choo Choo and Utena has big ears, and Choo Choo and Mercury in has Gundam. Her pom poms.
Yep.
Really funny. She's also like really brash and like monkey like too.
Very short tempered.
Yeah. And it's
it would have been cool if she was always hungry.
I know. She's so cute. I thought she was she's like one of my favorite characters, like designed wise. Like, and I think they did her dirty by not having her really do much in the second season.
She was like the other mobile suit user, but like she never really did anything.
She did a lot in the first season. She like helped those Spatians get out during the rumble. Trying to think what else I have here that's not cinematography related that we can talk about right now.
You know what I enjoyed was just like there's like things throughout like all the Gundam series that like always, I don't know if it always happens because I haven't seen every Gundam series, but usually there's always like a character with a mask. In this case, it's Sulueta's mom.
Oh, isn't it usually what's his face?
It's like Zar or
what's the guy in the red Gundam? Some sort of... You know what I'm talking about, right?
Red.
The dude is in the red Gundam. Damn, what's his name? Char. It is Char. You said Zar, but it's Char, isn't it?
Oh, Char. Yeah, it's Char.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Char.
But there's always like a character with a mask. There's always, like, Haru. I don't know if Haru's in Gundam Wing. He might be. But Haru's, like...
The mascot.
A mascot.
Yeah, I do love Haru got some guns in this one.
That was pretty good. He's, like, the security system.
Yeah.
In the quiet zone. Or was it called the quiet zone? Or quiet...
The quiet something. Yeah, I don't remember. But, yeah, they had him in a robot.
Mm-hmm.
A robot with machine guns on it. Pretty good.
And they always, like, end up going to, like, Earth and I don't know if, like, usually they always start in space and then go to Earth and mess things up on Earth and then go back to space. But I think that's all Gundam series.
Right. I really liked how, and we guess we can talk about art and cinematography here, but how Suletta and Mirin both had breakup hair.
Oh, and yeah.
I thought that was, like, very hilarious. Especially, like, Suletta trying to sneak down and get a piece of ham and getting caught.
That was food.
Like, yeah, that was really cute. And then
food from the freezer.
Yeah. And then, man, that Mirin scene
where Suletta's telling her.
Yeah, man, that what a good ass scene. Like, especially like when you get, like, there's that really cool shot of it's like below her leg. It's basically like her calves. Like her calves and her down. Feet. Yeah. And it's like just following her as she like turns the corner and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Look pretty good. And with her puffy eyes, she's been crying.
Messy hair.
I was surprised Suletta didn't like, you look like crap, because she did. She looks so funny. And that was a really cute scene.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite design character, Jay? Because I think mine might be Sophie. She looks so cool.
Sophie? Oh, yeah. Sophie's super cool.
Sophie looks really rad. I think Choo Choo looks really rad.
Yeah. I think she's so different from, like...
Yeah, Suletta. Suletta looks also really rad.
Mm-hmm.
The one girl in short shorts. The tan girl in short shorts. She looks really rad.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to think. The Caliburn.
Cool.
The Caliban looks super cool. So does the Ariel. Mm-hmm. And I think I made jokes about it when I first had seen it. But I think it's also very funny that the Ariel has a very, like, feminine figure for a robot. For a Gundam. Like, is it not just me?
Suletta always calls her a girl.
Yeah, but she's, like, thin. Like, she doesn't look like the regular, like, Gundam. Like, bulky, almost.
You're right.
Right, it looks feminine. But it looks really good, though. It still looks super tight.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's also, like, I really enjoy, like, we've talked about this before in, like, the other, like, in Gundam 00, but, like, the technology that they have and, like, I don't know if you remember, but in 00 they had like the handles that would help them move in space that like has like conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah, here was like a conveyor belt. It was as just well.
But I don't know how you would hold on to that unless it's like magnetic or something.
No, there's little grooves in it.
Yeah, but like it's cool things like that. One thing that I really liked was how they repaired that big hole after that ring incident at the school.
Uh huh.
Where it looked like a satellite that like went into the hole and then like it inflated and then gel came out or something to fix the hole.
Yeah, so there's also that when Ghoul's Ghoul, how do you even say his name? I think it's Ghoul.
Ghoul.
Ghoul. When his gun is about to explode, he gets hit with like the fire suppressant
that
stops it from blowing up. That was like really the dope. Gel. Yeah, it like cooled it down. And I thought that was like super cool. Again, if we're talking about like cool, another cool Gundam designs, that Gundam, his family's Gundam, that one was hella cool as well.
Oh, with like the ring antenna?
Yeah, it looks so dope.
It's too bad we only see it in like one battle.
Yeah, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Or fortunately, I guess. Man,
the other two, like Sophie's Gundam and the other girl's Gundam. What's her name? I need to her look sister? It up. Yeah,
I forget. I remember Sophie because Sophie's a cute name.
Let's see, is she part of the Earth House? No,
no.
Well, technically, they joined the Earth House, but.
Noria.
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 Yeah, Noria? Sophie and Noria. Noria Dunok.
Yeah, the knock. Yeah, it's like a weird French. Yeah, their Gundams are like really cool throwbacks too, because they look, because they were old.
Noria's for sure reminded me of Heavy Arms from Gundam Wing.
That's so cool.
Like Heavy Arms Custom specifically, it's the same type of like green color.
That's
and so it's using like physical bullets instead of like blasters.
That's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's super cool is I guess there is a lot of references to older Gundams in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So there is what was the other Gundam series you watched, Jay? Unicorn.
Double O? Unicorn.
There is like a very cool shot for shot remake of like the unicorn coming in to save somebody. Where like it fly like from the distance they say like, oh, something's coming. And so you see the jet line going straight down, and then it flies straight towards the camera and spins.
Yes.
It's the same way how the Caliban flies in.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so good. And what's hella funny is I guess there's like a char drop kick move that's like in a lot of Gundams as well.
Really?
Yeah, and it made an appearance here. And it's in a bunch of them, I think.
Who did it?
In this one, it was Ariel, I believe, did it to the Caliban.
Oh, yes. Yes. In their fight.
Yeah.
It was like a push kick thing.
Yeah, it was like the shot. Yeah, because the shot was like Saleta from inside the cockpit where they couldn't see anything because of the explosion. Mm-hmm. And then like Ariel like kicks her in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Man. So let's talk about, I guess we could talk about scenes here and cinematography, but I really love how the bathroom scene was shot, where they're, Saleta's trying to run away from Miorin in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like she didn't get her lunch or something, right? And that's why she was in the
bathroom. Yeah, that's why she was in the bathroom. She was talking to, Prospera about how she has no friends. Basically, she made a mistake. And Miorin is like, what the hell are you even talking about? Like that, oh man, that's a cute ass scene.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they could have kissed there too, I feel. That would have been a nice little. Yeah.
Email me three times a day, Aaron.
Oh, it's so cute. And clean my room.
Hey, clean my room.
Clean my room once a week. It's like, oh. You know what's really cute too? Mm. Is later on. So that is like, oh, did you get my emails?
Oh yeah.
And she's like, yep, all three of them a day. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. No, but Jay, they're just friends, Jay.
Yeah, they're, I know, just right?
Good friends. Me and my friend were joking about it. Oh yeah, they're friends. You know, they share an apartment, right? It's only one room because the economy's bad right now.
Yep.
They share a bed because. Economy's rough, so they share the same bed. Yeah.
Save money.
Exactly.
You don't have to buy a second bed.
Yeah, see, you don't gotta waste money on a second bedroom, and they wear their friendship rings. It's pretty good. You know what's
their friendship rings? They got their matching phone charms or whatever. Aww, whatever they are, keychain.
They you know what's really cool? Bringing that up. So the team behind Wish for Mercury, they released a unofficial art book. And it has a lot of the pictures of like them in wedding dresses and stuff. Yeah, it's very cute. Very, very cute.
Oh, you know, speaking of like drawings and stuff, the end, like at the end of cards. The end cards are so cool.
Oh yeah. The last one was very sweet. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
With them like sitting in front of the school.
I really liked the one of like Ghoul standing like by himself, like when he was on Earth after he tried to save that girl.
You know, that episode didn't rub me the right way until like it did. Because I was like, man, I feel like this is like a bait and switch. Like, I'm just getting Gundam. I want some Moe girls here. What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But man, I love how much Ghoul changed in that episode.
And like how drastically he changed from like episode one to being like just the school bully so slash good. Jerk into how he changed after at the end. Was,
oh, he's yeah. so strong. He became like one of my favorite characters. He's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with like his pink little highlight.
I really like when you see him as a kid, he doesn't have that, so that pink is intentional. He did that himself.
That's so funny. And then I like it when he makes it short, his hair short, and he still has it.
Yeah, it's way better fluff. Shorter.
It looks so cool.
Oh, you cut your hair. What, you don't like it?
Yeah, cool, so cool. Alright, let's see what else is here, Jay.
You know what I really enjoyed in this anime was reflections.
Oh, yeah.
There is a whole bunch of, like, cool reflection shots, whether it be somebody's helmet, like the visor on the helmet, the or glare. Just, like, actual, like, panes of glass. When there was one where during that scene that you were talking about after when Midorin was asking, like, to text her three times a day and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was in front of, like, a mirror. Not a mirror, a window to space. And there was a whole bunch of negative space on the left, but you could see the reflection in like deep space, and it's super cool.
You know what I love about this anime, James? And
what's that?
We cover these anime very rarely,
mm-hmm.
but you can see how expensive this anime is.
Or like, oh, yeah.
How much sure. work was put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, from what I read, there was like 90 animators who worked on the last episode.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, think about like all that crazy crap that happens at the end of the episode.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of movement.
That crazy, like the rainbow when they're like, look, it does look like they're like casting a spell. It looks like almost, literally looks like
over everybody.
A group of witches.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in that circle. And then
right, it's like all the four Gundams in the series.
It's so cool. Fuck, this anime is so tight, Jay.
And they all disappear into the,
yeah, into the what ether. Is
it, data stream or whatever?
Yeah, they all get to disappear. You know what was a really cool thing that they didn't point out, but was really cool when you noticed it? I don't know if you noticed it. But you know how whenever they show Eri, there's like six of them or whatever?
Right.
I love that each of those ones is one of the gun bits.
Right. That one of the shield things.
That's so cool.
That's why Silhouette always says Mina or everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of them.
That's so cool. That was tight. Oh man, like, and there's like a bunch of cool shots where like back to back they'll show you as well,
right,
where it'd be like one of the Aries like floating in space and the next shot will be the gun bit flying by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. Fuck, what a good ass anime, Jay. what was the in the second opening, right, okay. There's that shot of, like, an older Soletta with, like, a young one.
Right.
And I was like, oh, does that mean, like, Prospera isn't, like, her mom? Like, what does this mean?
It wasn't her mom. She's just one of the survivors of that incident, and I guess her quote-unquote mom is, I guess, adopted her, took her under her wing.
Is that what it was?
I believe so. She said it that it's not a real. Well, you know what? No, because Silhouette's. They said Silhouette's
a clone. Is
a clone of Eri.
Of Eri, and Eri's her daughter.
Yes.
It's her actual daughter.
Yeah. What is that?
I had no idea what. I don't know if what that's like referring to, because like the next shot is Myurin and her mom with a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had no idea what that shot was about. Like, I don't know if it's just like a fun little shot. Like, I don't know what it's supposed to represent. Above my pay grade, Jay, I'll tell you that much.
I know, right?
Let's see, do you have any other cinematography you want to bring up, Jay?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? So, okay. So, I wanted to bring this up as just, like, scenes I really liked as well. Before I go back into cinematography. But the handshake that Meereen shares with the Earthians. Mm-hmm. So, I think, like, it was really dope when she gets there to greet them. She puts her hand out and none of them shake her hand.
Yeah, they ignore it. None of them,
yeah, they, like, don't respect her. And mm-hmm. then at the end, when she talks about, you know, her Gundam legs and all that stuff.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, like, okay, we can talk. Like, they give her a little bit of respect, and she puts her hand out again, and they shake. I thought that was, like, really, really strong as well.
No, now that I'm thinking about it, you know what's a missed opportunity, Aaron?
You're going to talk about Prospera and her legs?
Yeah, she should have got some robot legs.
So that's what I was like. I felt that was like a very missed opportunity. Because as soon as she was like, yeah, my legs are already like.
Yeah, that's what I almost thought. Done. I was like,
good thing they've been working on robot legs.
Robot legs.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what they say, Jace? You let a forget a. That's what happened. Mm-hmm.
You know what's another thing that I really enjoyed, and that, like, as soon as I, like, the second time it happened, I was just like, every time I saw it, I like, okay, this is like a theme throughout, like, the show, but there's a lot of, like, people, different characters just repeating the same things over and over. Sulueta does it, Mirorin does it, the other girl, not Sophia, forget her name. She starts already? With the N.
Yeah. Noria? Yeah.
Noria. She says, like, she repeats a lot of stuff. It's like I don't know what it is, but they all do, like, something like that.
Like, it's a tick. Like,
they all did it.
Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty strong. Pretty good. Trying to think. All right. Oh. You know what's funny? You brought that up. I was going to bring that point up right now as well with the legs. Mm. So I thought that was really funny. So, Jay, I want to bring us to... Oh, actually...
Wait, Aaron.
Yes.
No, wait, did you mention the... I remember you wanted me to remind you about something about the tomatoes.
Yes, I mentioned it already. It was that the tomato scene was going to be a kiss scene.
Oh, a kiss scene.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, good. Thanks for at least remembering. Well, before I talk about, like, the big scene I want to talk about, right? We're mm-hmm. gonna talk about the scene that kind of leads up to it, and that's the what is that? One step back, two steps forward. When Prospera kill and her people kill all those mercenaries.
Uh-huh.
There is like a that seems like really cool because it's like freaking Suleta is like hiding and it's like in mm-hmm. the dark, it's literally like in the darkness, and the time when she's talking to her mom, she's like in the shade or in the shadows,
right?
And then the first thing that's beyond the shadows is a blood splatter.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my god, what a cool like
it was like in between Suleta and her mom, right?
Yeah, it was the blood splatter. And her stepping into the light was her stepping into, like, the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was, like, a really cool, like, twist on, like, stepping into the light. Like, stepping into acknowledgement.
That was the scene that made me think that she had some sort of, like, mental illness. Because, like, her eyes were going crazy. And she was doing their repeating a phrase.
Well, yeah, thing. She was having a panic attack. And her mom was like,
right.
Hey. Like, I think her mom did actually, like, even though her mom kind of put her on the wrong path, mm-hmm. I think her mom did a really good job of, like, grounding her and being like, hey, like, bringing her back to reality.
Right.
And being like, hey, you know, this stuff happens. You know, if I would have... Because she makes a good point, right? Of, hey, I could have hid behind a wall and let them kill you, and it would have been, you know, you would have died. So I had to step out and do something.
Right.
The thing that's like kind of not, or the intentions of that scene is really bad, because I feel like to that point, she is using Soletta as a tool for her use. And at that point, it's like, Soletta, you have to understand, what you're doing now has repercussions. You're going to be killing people, and it's kill or be killed. And even if you can go ahead and protect yourself, she makes that good point. She's like, hey, I know you don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to see you get hurt, but you're the only one who could, you can save your friends.
Right.
And, that weird cope to it, is very, poisonous to somebody who's, that pure of heart. Because we see it later with the squash. She's, happy.
You're right.
And it really juxtaposes, the violence that she just caused with her character. And, it doesn't even register to her that she killed somebody. Right. It was just somebody it was just somebody who was in the way, who was going to kill Miorin and her dad.
Yeah. It's like something she had to do in order to keep Midorina alive.
And the way she did it was very squash a bug. It was very impersonal the way she did it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And not, humane, is the way to put it.
definitely violent.
Definitely very violent. And man, just that scene of her, I really like that we don't get to hear her we don't get to see her coming out of her Gundam, but we get the sounds of her slipping on the blood.
Yeah.
And I think that's it's very dark, because it is a Moe move to just
yeah.
Oh, I'm so clumsy. I think she even says it oh, I'm so clumsy. And it's what the that scene. I don't remember the last time I've watched an anime, Jay. Mm-hmm. And my jaw was just on the floor.
Yeah, it was a super cool scene.
Because building up to that scene is freaking amazing, because we get that scene where Satella walks into the light or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Where she's basically said, "Hey, you're gonna have to kill," and then she doesn't kill anybody in that battle.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of, cool, I guess. Or I was like, I think at the point I was like, that's kind of whack, kind of a cop-out. She didn't have to kill anybody here, but whatever. I guess it's set up for the future.
Yeah, I got that feeling too, because I was like, okay, she's just going to do it her own way, immobilize them, not kill them.
Nope, psych. Man. And it was just that gullible trust she had in her mom, that this was going to be okay. This is... what you're doing is the right thing. And it's so good. It such conflicts with that character. It's
Yeah, great. I even liked how when she busted in and there were everybody looked at her. She even before she squashed the guy, she was please don't do that, and then squashed him. It was a polite request.
Yeah. You know what I thought she was gonna do? I thought she was gonna put the gun, the Gundam hand in front of him.
In between them, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. Or even, grab him.
Right.
And, not squish him, but just, grab him. So, man, what a great scene. And what a great scene I saw a lot of people were like, wow, Mio, she protected your life. You're not going to be thankful for that. And I'm like, no, that's very traumatizing.
Yeah, that's to see a freaking that. Crazy thing.
That's like, not the first thing you think of. Be like, oh my God, you said my life. No, you freaking murdered that.
Think of what? In a very gruesome way.
You popped him like a freaking balloon. And I'm covered in his blood. I'm surprised
she didn't throw up.
Yeah, and I'm covered in his blood. God, what a good ass anime, Jay.
I know.
Speaking of good ass.
And she hands out her bloody hand.
Oh, thank you. I almost missed that too, Jay. The the literal blood on her hands.
Mm-hmm.
That is
has blood on her hands.
Literally blood on her hands, Jay. That's so strong. It's such a cheap thing, but it's so strong, especially in that moment. And like, they're in zero gravity, so the like blood is like
floating.
It's so good, Jay. Fuck, what a good ass anime.
You know what's something that I really enjoyed was that was a scene that was after credits, right?
Yes.
So I thought that, man, this is something that somebody could probably miss.
Right, that they didn't sit through and they were like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think did they replay it at the start of the... I guess you get like a little flashback of it, right?
Man, I don't know. They definitely do talk about it.
I think there's a flashback of the squash, but you don't get the full...
Don't get the actual moment where
the great camera angle of like it's like a pan up on Celetta with a bloody hand. It's so good. Like, and it's like almost if you're looking from Mjolnir's perspective.
Point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Fuck. Really great. And there's also that great shot of the hand. I think the arm misses her. I don't know if it hits her or not. The dude's hand after he gets squashed. But it definitely like flies by her head. Yeah, it's like the guy's arm.
I must have missed it. I was maybe too focused on the hand. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, when she falls and she falls in the puddle and then...
It's before that. It's right after she...
She's handing out... Splats she's giving him. Her hand out.
Well, no, after she splats him, like his body parts go flying, and the guy's arm, like, almost hits Mjolnir. Either hits her or, like, barely misses her. But it's, like, in the same shot of her being, like, oh my god.
Like, looking traumatized.
Yeah.
God. Having the, with her crazy eyes.
Yeah, really strong. And then, how could you be smiling? It's so good. It's so good. Anyway, Jay. Speaking of amazing anime, let's talk about amazing characters. We've talked about Celetta here a little bit and Mjolnir. Both great characters. Great, strong characters.
Right.
For being the first like female-led Gundam, I really, really liked it. Their representation.
There was a lot of women in this anime, and they're all very strong and independent. Very enjoyable.
You know what's really cool about this anime, Jay?
What's that?
It's not only that there's a lot of women, it's a lot of women of different shapes and sizes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really like that she has that one chubby friend who's with them. She's, like, super cute.
Yeah.
And so is, like, that old... the researcher lady?
Her name's Lilik.
Yeah, Lilik.
The student.
And
then the researcher girl that's like killing all the Ellens or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Ellen.
The one that invented the genetic splicing or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
The reason why he can pilot the Gundam. The Allens can. really dope. Yeah, but
and that person that was gonna take Mjolnir to Earth.
Yeah, she's also really cool.
She wanted the girls' dinner or girls' night out or something.
Girls' night out, and she's like, "Well,
I would have took a slice of cake."
Yeah, that looked good. Trying to think, Jay, but yeah, the Celetta and Mjolnir also very, very cool. Really liked them. Really liked them as characters.
Yeah.
I'm very satisfied where we have them at the end.
Yeah.
If there is another Witch for Mercury series, I kind of don't want it to be about them. I want it to be about another group of people.
That'd be cool.
Maybe like another group of people in the school. That'd be interesting. Or maybe even like takes place at the Mercury School would be kind of interesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Which would be really nice. You know what's another freaking great scene, Jay, that I love? Whenever the name of an episode is said at the end of an episode. For example, with Danche, what's her name? The 80s girl we were just talking about? Sophie. She goes, oh, hello, Celeta Mercury. She says, I'm Sophie whatever. She says, and I'm the Witch from Earth. And that's the name of the episode, is The Witch from Earth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's so good. And it's like the shot of like her face is like very, very great. Damn. Anyway. Anything else you want to mention about Suleta and Miorin, Jay?
I think that's about it. They're both great characters. Really like them.
Very fun. I thought I was going to get annoyed with Suleta's character, like the ditzy moe girl.
The stuttering.
Yeah. I actually really grew fond of her. The more we got to know of her and like past her bubbly frame.
Right.
Bubbly outside. It was very, and she turned out more of a complex character than there was. Very good. It also makes, I think what this anime does well as well is that the school slice of life stuff, which they don't spend a lot of slice of life, but the school things and like the friendship stuff and all that jazz really hits home the tragic stuff
that happens in definitely here.
Like the squash wouldn't have been as crazy if we didn't have all the lighthearted stuff and character stuff before that.
Right.
The attack during the rumble wouldn't have meant as much if we didn't spend time with these characters. And I think it does a great time hanging out with the majority of them. At least does a really good job with Celeta, Mio, Rin, and Ghoul.
Yeah.
As well. Who's next, Jay?
We talk about Ghoul. He's like the next on the list.
Yeah, I really love how he's like a pompous, arrogant windbag who gets beat, I think, thrice? He gets beat three times before.
Three times, yeah.
He gets before he's dead
packing.
Yeah, and I love that. Like,
he takes his new name, Bob.
Yeah. Goes and becomes a junker or whatever the hell. Really good. I like how he's humbled and like he sees the war and stuff and gets a deeper appreciation for Earthians.
Yeah.
Really good. Really liked his character change.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, Jay?
And there's Ellen. There's three of them.
Man, so I really liked
him. Ellen was the best.
Yeah, him showing up at the end was a really big surprise. It was really cute.
Yeah, very unexpected. I was like, whoa, he's there.
I guess I should ask you, Jay, since we're kind of here right now, but how do you feel about the ending?
With in the field?
No, with like the field of magic.
And then all these people coming back, and I think it was pretty cool. We get to see what,
like, Alan.
You
get to see,
and then
Prospera's husband,
yeah, and mentor.
God, that was really cool. That was really scary because they're like, oh yeah, it's time to like come home. And I thought they're gonna kill.
Really cool that that you could physically hug them too.
Oh, that was really cute. She got to hug Harry at the end.
Yeah.
She said, I just want to be with Prospera. You know what's really cool? Not with Prospera. I just want to be with you and Celeta. I really like going kind of back into character, not development, character design. But Prospera, like her hair being half white at the end.
Yeah,
really, really cool. She looked messed up. She looked really bad.
I know. She looked depressed almost, but...
Yeah, but she was having a good time. She loved it there.
She said she loves Earth.
Yeah. She was hanging out with her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have got her to talk or say something. I guess there wasn't enough time.
I know, right?
But I really would have liked to have seen her being, like, okay with her new family. Because she seemed more like almost dying. Like,
right.
She looked rough, but she was probably fine. Trying to think who else. Jay, what else is there?
There's Shadik.
Whatever. He was cool with his harem, I guess.
There's Nika.
How do you feel about Nika, Jay? Oh, that's the point I was going to make. Thank you. Gosh, dang it. It is kind of a cop-out, I think the ending is, especially with, like, Airy getting transferred into the...
into the keychain?
Into the keychain, yeah. And it is very funny, like, magic was the answer. There was no, right. like... I mean, for that and for, like, the Rainbow Blast, there was, like, no, like, explanation to it.
Yeah,
definitely. It was just, like, magic. They magic combined
their they combined their Gundam data Force. Stream power, yeah. whatever it was, made a rainbow, and it extended across the universe to stop the giant laser.
That's so funny. It was still beautifully done, but it's there's a little bit of a cop out. But I thought I was fine with it. I was like, you know what? Time not to be that
what,
serious.
What'd that have to do with Nika?
Oh, I forget. I was going to say what your opinion on Nika was, but that was like, what point was like my opinion on the ending was like, hey, it was a cop out, but it was really good. Anyway, Nika, how do you feel about Nika, Jay?
I like Nika. I feel like she didn't deserve to be detained or go to jail.
I mean, she set him up.
Yeah.
She's the one who set him up with the terrorists. She had Sadiq up with them. So...
But she was, like, blackmailed by Sadiq, right?
Yeah.
Just because she was... She's part of that... What were they? Just, like, mercenaries for hire or whatever?
Yeah, they were mercenaries for hire. And they put her in there for, like, as a spy, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. To have somebody on the inside, I guess. Right. And then, yeah, she was just, like, their go-between.
Right.
And,
that's what they would call her.
You know what was crazy is that she only got 3 years for terrorism.
They're very
light. Yeah, they're very light. I guess my friend made a good point. It's like, well, Shadiq took the fall,
right?
So he probably like said, yeah, I blackmailed her into it. Like, you should be lenient on her. Very, very.
Yeah. Sadiq said that about all of the Grassley house.
Yeah. I really like the end was solved with them dissolving the company and then having Shadiq basically say that it was his fault.
Right.
That everything happened. I really actually really like that ending. They're like, no, we're still gonna blast you at the end. And I do love, like, Pell lost all of their assets as well.
Yeah.
They're dirty flippers.
Yeah. Mirrorine sold it all.
Yeah. Strong. Strong, strong.
And there's Choo-Choo.
Choo-Choo's really cool. Really cute. Wish we would have got more development with her, but...
I like how she's, like... Does she have a pink coat over her uniform?
I think so.
Because I was like, why does she get a pink uniform?
I really like how noble she is, too, as well.
Yeah.
Like, she goes and helps the... I don't know if it was a Grassley, but it was a Spacians.
Yeah.
Helps him out during the Rumble. And that was really cool.
She helped Ghoul's brother. What was his name? Loud?
Yeah, and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Petra.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Petra, we saw that Petra survives.
Yeah, and they live on a little like farm.
She has robot legs too.
Yeah,
she gets robot legs.
She had the robot legs exactly. Oh man, I was so sad that I thought she died.
I know. I was like, oh no. She was talking about having dinner with Loud, and
she's gonna open dinner and lunch after this. That was a really cute scene. She's like, what are you going to do if you live through this? And so that doesn't say anything, but you can tell she's like, going to want to go talk to Mirrorin. And that was really
cute. Yeah, probably thinking about Mirrorin.
Damn, the stupid greenhouse gets destroyed. That was really sad as well.
I know. It was like quick thing,
Gundams,
too.
One of the Gundams falls on it.
Just like lands on it, right?
The Gundams, mobile suits. I got to get used to that.
Good thing, Silhouetta put it, the tomatoes in the fridge.
Yeah, in the freezer. Trying to think, Jay. Anything else?
Any other people?
Anything we want to talk about?
We talked about Loda and Petra. Felsi.
What's the chick with the short shorts? She was cool.
Sabina? Cecily? Cecily? Yeah. Cecilia. But with an S.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, she Cecilia had me and Jay were talking about how she had that crazy thighs.
Yeah. You don't really get to see it because she's usually sitting in that room where all the observer people are.
Man, I really wanted to know that, like, hacker observer guy. That guy was super cool.
The guy with Haru?
Yeah, that guy was super cool.
The ending with his name is Ryuji, but yeah. His ending at the end of the thing was he was in space with Choo Choo.
And Choo Choo's yelling at him.
Yeah.
He's like, I can report you to HR. She's like, oh, damn it. That's so cute. I thought him and would have made a cute couple. Him and Choo Choo make kind of a cute couple, but blue hair girl or blue under hair girl.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What the heck's her name, Jay? We just talked about it.
Nika.
Yeah. There's like that when he's like doing the upgrades to the Caliburn, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Oh no, not to the Caliburn. He's doing it to the whatever the one Choo Choo's gonna fly blind.
Right.
And she's like, hey, good job. He goes, oh, thanks. And he's like covers his face. He's all shy. Oh, that was really cute. Anybody else you want to talk about, Jay? Want to talk about Sophie? She's crazy.
Yeah, Sophie's dope.
I really wish they could have like saved Sophie because I really liked her.
I wanted them to save both of them. Yeah. I think both of them are needed to be saved.
Because Sophie, all she wanted was like a family.
I know.
Because her family was taken. Because even that, man, just like the little thing of like, she's like, oh, when she has her like stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that's my mom, my dad, my sister.
My siblings.
She had more.
And then when she was, when they made her the grave site, they put stuffed animals around it.
Oh, did they? That's cute.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even notice that. That's hella cute. No. Poor Sophie.
Their Gundam names were pretty interesting as well. It was like Lif-Ur and Lif-Thorn.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you're a big Shakespeare fan, Jay, but did you notice that there was like a lot of Shakespearean names?
Really?
Specifically from The Tempest, yeah. Like,
really?
Like Prospera is the name of the witch in The Tempest.
Oh, wow.
And like her slave is Caliban.
Whoa.
And I think, Aerith? Is that what Ares' real name was?
Yeah.
Something like
Erich,
Erich, or whatever. That's all names also from The Tempest.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I guess they took a lot of inspiration from The Tempest as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty dope. Pretty dope, James.
Erich.
With CHT, right? ERICHT.
ERICHT, yeah.
Yeah, Eric. But it's Airy. Airy's a cute ass name too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Airy.
Like good old Airy from School Rumble.
Oh, there you go. Don't Airy say Sabotka. Anything.
Don't
stay
say
quiet. God damn it. I don't know why that joke of all the jokes from School Rumble, every time that joke is like the first one I think of.
Yeah, I need to say something so that she's doesn't scream. Be quiet.
Be quiet. Damn it. What a joke that is not okay nowadays, but this is still kind of funny. What a horrible joke. Super bad taste. All right, Jay. Any other characters you want to bring up?
Let's see.
No. I'm talking about Prospera. Prospera was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's super dope.
You want to talk about her guy who was like bald on top of his head and then had a hit like a crazy ass hairline? The old brown dude.
Her like bodyguard person. Yeah.
Oh, we could talk
he
about.
He did have interesting hair.
Mio's dad. Mirin's dad.
Oh yeah.
Mirin Ranran is a sick ass name too.
Mirin Rembrandt. Rembrandt.
Rembrandt. Rembrandt. Right.
Yeah.
Rembrandt.
And then Delling is her dad. Delling Rembrandt.
That's such a cool name.
Speaking of cool names, the girl, like I said earlier, but the Grassley House, they have cool names. Yeah. Renee Costa, Maisie May.
I love they all had like fan clubs too. That was like really cute.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Arisha Plano, Henao Jazz, and Sabina Farden.
I know. You know, that was like the one time I was sure Satella was probably gonna lose.
Because
I was like, all right, we're getting close to the end of the first season. She has to lose like at least once in this series.
Yeah, I was waiting for it too. I was like, she has to lose at some point.
Oh man, when Choo Choo sniped what's his face's antenna off, that was super dope.
Right.
Man, ugh. And so I thought
no, it wasn't Choo Choo that sniped it.
Wasn't it that was Choo they picked up Choo Choo's body to snipe it?
No, it was that girl that you like, the bigger girl.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, she sniped him.
The one you stole my 13th backup boyfriend. Like, what? She's
all confused. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen this girl before. I've never talked to her.
I love that. She goes, oh, if you're talking about him, talk about that lunch invite, I turned him down. That was really
How
good.
How dare you embarrass my 13th boyfriend?
That's so funny. Man, what a good show. I wish we could have got like maybe like a season and a half of like school stuff and then like had another half season and a half of like Gundam stuff. And that would have been perfect instead of we got like one in one basically.
Right.
One season of school, one season of Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it was so good. I don't know if I like Gundam J, but I really like this series. It's really cool. Trying to think.
It's very nostalgic for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I want to mention, Jay. I think that's it. Any other scenes you want to talk about, Jay? Any other, like, things you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think we got it.
What a good-ass anime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every week, after we record and I lay down for, like, 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, man, I forgot to bring that up.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to hit me with this one, too. Which is
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of episodes. A lot of things happen.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's great. Man. Oh, I guess we didn't talk about it, Jay, but who was your favorite design character? Because we kind of talked about it. Did you say Sophie as well?
Yeah, I do like Sophie. She has the double vampire teeth. I was like, what the heck?
She's so cool.
I think they only show it like once, right?
Yeah, she has double fangs.
Yeah. Just
sharp canines.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what the heck? That's so cool.
Yeah, she's so cool.
It's usually like just one fang.
Yeah, the moe fang.
Mm-hmm.
Good old... you know who has double fangs?
Who?
Freaking Nagataro has double fangs.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She has double fangs. Whatchacallit? Because I was guessing because Uzaki only has one. She has her flesh fang.
Oh, yeah, her lip fang.
Yeah, her flesh fang from season one. I think they colored it in season two, to be fair. But
did they?
Yeah. It's like a tooth. It's colored. It's very funny. Anyway, if that's it, Jay, it's end of the wrap up here.
Yeah.
Accessibility. I mean, besides the extreme violence at some portions and like war, like the war allegory and all this stuff,
Yeah.
Like, pretty much anybody can watch it. If you're very sensitive to, like, war, I guess there's a kind of racism as well with the Spatians versus
Earthians. Yeah, there. Definitely. But wouldn't you think that? Well, there shouldn't be, because
they can't Spatians come from somewhere.
Originated from Earth.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. And then you can watch this on Crunchyroll. Dub and sub. Both really good. Really like that dub.
Really like the sub.
What's next?
Let's see. Rewatchability.
Hi. I'd actually rewatch this again.
Yeah, and now that you told me that there's more Utsuna stuff that I missed, especially in like the openings and endings and stuff. Right. Definitely want to rewatch at least those.
I felt like the dancing and the dresses and stuff reminded me a lot of the Utena ending, the first one.
Mm.
Da, 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 da. That's on Celotide 2. Damn. Oh, again, sorry, Jay. Sorry to interrupt the ending here. But man, you know what we've been missing for like a hot minute, I feel?
What's that?
You've been missing like great endings.
Mm.
Where like the very thing that we talk about, what's a good ending, and it's like it hits and you're like, holy crap. That's how I felt about the second ending. There's a lot of moments where it punctuates the end,
right?
It's really strong, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that song also is a really good thing. The first ending,
right,
to Utena is a really good hit at the end. All right, Jay, what's next?
All right. Well, we already kind of mentioned this one, but what would you want another season? I know you said like maybe somebody from a story about somebody from like the Mercury School.
The Mercury School,
if they ever establish one,
would be pretty cool. And like have it. See, I wouldn't mind be like the Mercury School like 100 years. So,
oh
like,
yeah, that'd be cool.
So like most of the characters are like dead by then.
Maybe only Aerie is there.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so cool, actually. That would be super cool. She's like the AI of the school.
Yeah.
That would be so dope. And like, oh, damn it, Jay. That would be so... And like, she gets to go back into a Gundam. Oh, man. She can be like the sidekick.
Oh, no.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Damn it.
And she's Haro around the school.
Man, I would love that. That'd be so tight. Like she wakes up Aerie. Like the movie, the new characters wakes her up. Oh man. Damn it, Jay. Damn it, that'd be so cool.
Start writing, Aaron.
Start writing this. It'd be so
Submit
fun.
It to Bandai.
Damn it. With more lesbians in this one.
More kissing,
exactly. All right, Jay. Oh, what do you want? Do you want the same thing? Do you want?
Yeah, I would want. I don't know if I'd want another season of these specific people. Maybe if like they're just like in the background or something like that, and that's not playing a major role.
Right.
But yeah, just like a different story in the same universe.
Because I would really like. Again, so we don't have to have like the BS of like. Oh, like, I guess we can't have Soletta piloting a Gundam anymore because she's, like, too messed up to do it.
Yeah, she'll probably die.
Man, you know what's another really cool detail I like?
Hmm.
She's on crutches. That's so... I like that.
She was on crutches?
Yeah, you didn't see? There's the... like, yeah, at the end. There's, like, a pair of crutches sitting, like, right beside her. At the end. Yeah, there's a lot of cool little details like that. But yeah, she's slowly learning to walk again.
Right. God. Yeah, she did get super messed up.
Yeah, so, man, so cool. Because it was like
she went like past 8, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was even before that. Before they went to 8. Mm-hmm. I think she was like at 6 or 7. And it was like the poisoning was like 90% of her body or something like that.
Right.
Also really tight character design wise. You can see like it burnt into her skin. That was really cool.
Oh yeah, as after well. After the fact.
Yeah, it's like scarred. Really, really dope. All right, Jay. What do you give? I think I'd give this a void at all costs, Jay.
I give this a high recommend.
Wow, I give this a gotta go watch. Gotta go. Yeah. I really enjoyed this anime.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, gotta go watch. All right, Jay. Now that we've filmed our PSA,
where and we ate some tomatoes.
Ate some tomatoes.
That had a secret message in them.
Yeah.
That had disabled.
What is it? I'll always be with you?
Something like that, yeah.
No, that was cute. It was I love mom at the end. After she put in the code. It is a... Is this the only tradition that we've had, Jay? That we've kept from year one?
I think so.
Have we done this every year since year one?
Definitely the...
At least year two.
It's definitely the... It's at least the... For sure, that's the oldest tradition that we have.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been... I guess it would have even been Sports Month.
Yeah, Sports we Month missed. Was a little later.
Well, we think we did like year two, we did it, and then we forgot year three.
Think so, yeah.
Something like that. But anyway, the long-awaited anime Scary Bomb has returned to us.
Yes.
And for everyone who's uninitiated, Anime Scary Bomb is our Halloween month where we pick monster-themed anime.
Yeah, whether it be actually horror anime or just involving monsters.
So what do you have for us for week one?
We're going back to school. Demon school, in fact. With
with Iramakun.
With Iramakun. What is the anime called again? Welcome to Demon School, Iramakun.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to finish up the series. I don't know if there's an announcement for another season.
There
but
might
this
have
is
been.
Season three. We'll find out.
Jay,
but
they get
we're going to be doing
power
season
ups
three.
This season. I'm very excited.
Yeah. They teased it at the end of the second season.
I hope Bad Boy Iramakun comes back. He's my favorite.
Oh, he was so cool.
Bad Boy Iramakun is goated. He's so cool. I hope What's-Her-Face is in here too as well. If you remember, Jay, a little recap, there's like that evil group going around. Mm-hmm. The one that has like the five people.
Right.
So hopefully we get a matchup with them. So there's that really cute one in the robe or whatever, the one that he was talking to, remember?
Right.
So girl one, I forget her name, or I forget what she actually looks like, but yeah. Real excited, Jim.
Yeah. Hopefully, I want to see more cute stuff between the tall class president
girl. I forget her name.
And Irma.
Too. She's my favorite. Her and Irma. I hope the Mike Wazowski looking character, whatever the hell, the purple one. She doesn't look like Mike Wazowski, but the monster one that has the tentacle eyes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I hope she's back. I like her. All right, Jim. And what is this, 24 episodes? No, 21, you said?
21. Yeah, I think it's 21.
21 episodes. Pretty excited for this.
On Crunchyroll, it says season 2 is also 21.
Really? That's weird. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, 21 episodes. I can't wait, Jay. I've been waiting for this. I think it ended like last year. And I've been waiting for a reason to pick it again. Because if you remember, I think we thought season 1 was okay. But I think we loved season 2. I know I loved season 2. And it's been like two years.
Because of Bad Boy
Iramakun. Bad Boy Iramakun's so cool. And The Ring, too. Also really cool.
Oh, yeah.
The dude in the ring. So, we'll see, Jay. I'm very excited. For Welcome to Demon School, Iramakun. If you're excited for Welcome to Demon School, Iramakun, or you enjoyed our lengthy review on Wish for Mercury, go ahead. Leave us a review. Leave us a like. Follow us on all your major podcasting platforms. Follow us on Instagram and email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. And yeah, and that's it, everybody.
Everybody,
stay dancing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Stay flying and stay dancing. Oh,